to someone and just touch them and tell them I ain't got nothing but love for you. Just amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. I want you to join hands with someone. Father, we thank you for October, the number, the name that actually represents the number 8, a time of new beginning. Everybody say new beginning. And we claim that anointing and that energy over our lives and over our destiny and over the lives of those that we care about and those that we intercede for, those names that you bring to our remembrance even now. Thank you for this marvelous opportunity to study the universal truths that do agree with our inner spirit. Allow our minds to be transformed by what we hear in this class. We give you praise. Everybody said amen. Amen. You may be seated. There is a study guide available for this particular lesson that we're going to be delving into this weekend. Of course, we are still involved in our study concerning faith, proven faith, developing keys for infallible proof, taken from Acts chapter 1, verse number 3. Jesus spent 40 days after his resurrection offering to his disciples infallible proof that indeed a human being had manifested resurrection without the assistance of any human being. And Jesus did not do it because you and I can't do it. He did not do it because he was somehow a supreme divine entity that you and I cannot quite match. In John 5:30, he acknowledged that as a human being, he could do nothing of himself, meaning what he was doing, it was not because he was uniquely different than you and I. I can't of my own self. It's a statement that literally means I'm not above any other human. Amen. But he was able to tap into his own spirit. In John 14:10, the latter part of verse 10, it literally says, the Father in me is doing these miracles. So Jesus was tapped into this inner spirit. And as a result of that, he was able to manifest even something as incredible as resurrection. Resurrection. The ability to die and then return back to the body in about 3 days. Amen. And then showed himself alive and demonstrating unequivocally that indeed resurrection had occurred in his own life experience. One of the keys to developing a faith that can offer infallible proof is understanding the importance of accepting your true identity. I want you to say with me, I accept my true identity. And the second thing is understanding the real truth about our reality. And so those are the two ideals, the two concepts that we're going to examine this weekend. We're going to understand just how important it is to accept our true identity and how important it is for us to understand the real truth about the reality that we exist in. Now, how does accepting your identity and understanding your reality affect your faith? Your faith is what you believe is true. That's why I'm spending so much time on the subject of faith, because I think a lot of things have been left out of the teaching of faith. Isaiah 79 says that whatever we believe will eventually be established. That's just how powerful faith is. We live in a world that is governed more by placebos than it is universal truth. The world that you live in is based upon your own belief, not necessarily universal truth. The world that you exist in is based upon your own personal beliefs, those things that you have accepted as your truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Can you say amen to that? I want you to say with me, the world that I live in is based upon my belief. And of course, your belief is your truth. John 17, 17 literally says, John 17, 17, that your word is your truth. Your belief is your truth. What you believe is true for you is the reality that you will exist within. Now, according to Jesus in Mark 9, 23, there are no limitations to what your belief can do in this third dimensional reality. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that what? Believes. So there are no limitations. There are actually no limitations. And I think that you and I need to really, really delve into the subject of faith, because we are dealing with something that has no limits. What I believe becomes my reality. It becomes my experience. Now, look at your study guide. If you don't accept your true identity, you're going to continue to blame an external devil for your bad, and you'll blame an external God for your good. That's why it's important for you to accept your true identity, who you really are, because if you don't, you'll spend the rest of your life, every time something good happens, who'll get the credit? God. And everything, something bad, every time something bad happens, who'll get the credit for that? The devil. And you'll never come to this realization in Isaiah 65, 16, that you're actually doing what? Blessing yourself in the earth. The second idea is that if you don't understand, if you don't comprehend the real truth about this unique physical reality that you and I exist in, you're going to continue to miscreate your world via your own inner consciousness and never really understand why you keep getting what you're getting. Why do I keep getting what I'm getting? I need to understand the reality, the world that I exist in. What is so unique about this world that I exist in? We're going to look at those ideas in this lesson today. Look at point number one in your study guide. Knowing your true identity is the absolute key to channeling your desires into this physical reality. I want you to say with me, I am channeling my desires into this reality. Now, according to the Bible, you can manifest anything you desire. Now, think about that. Say with me, I can manifest anything I desire. Psalms 21, verse number 1, the Bible teaches us that we are going to be given our heart's desire. We're going to be given our heart's desire. And that's not the correct scripture. I'm not giving you the right scripture. So let me go back to Psalms and get it for you, so that you can be on the same page with me. I do want you to say with me, I will be given my heart's desire. Okay. My heart's desire. My heart's desire. I will be given my heart's desire. Now, I want to go, is it? Well, that's not really it. That's not what I'm looking for. That's one of the texts that I'm going to use. But there's I think it may be Psalms 21. But it's another verse. 2. There it is. I'm sorry. Verse 2. Make that correction. Psalms 21, verse number 2, rather than verse number 1. Do you have that? Okay. Now, let's use that as a foundation for establishing this belief. We will always be given our heart's desire. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and you have never withheld the request of his lips. Now, think about that. The universe is not designed to say no. There's no such thing as you're not going to get what you have requested with your lips. Now think about that. Now let's go to Isaiah.